I gotta go.
I'm not gonna get involved
with this. Tommy, I love you. Well, good to see you today. You all have been cooped up all week, most of you, so I'm glad you're here today. Philippians 4, please, Philippians 4, verse 11. I'm glad you all know me and appreciate me. I do know what I'm doing, okay. We've been in Philippians 4, and this is just a tremendous chapter here. But we've been in Philippians 4 ever since the 1st of January. And so I want to come back to that chapter today. This message today is a message of encouragement. And so that's what I've been trying to do from this chapter, is just to share encouragement from you, from God's Word to you. I'm going to talk about a subject today that a lot of people want, but few people really find it, and that is contentment. A synonym for contentment would be satisfaction. That'd be another way to say it. But look at Philippians 4 and verse 11. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. The word contentment is a rich word, but it's also a biblical word. We find the word in the Bible mentioned over and over again. The Bible tells us that we're to be contented with our wages. The Bible tells us that contentment with godliness is great gain. In the book of Ephesians, the Bible says we're to be content in this, and the promise of the Lord, and the promise of the Lord that we're to find contentment in is that He has promised that He would never leave us or forsake us. Amen. Contentment in the Bible is a virtue, but it's not only a virtue, but really it is a command. Now, in the verse that I read to you, there's two words that I'm going to talk about, and then we'll get into this message this morning. The first word is the word learned. Paul said, I have learned to be content. And so contentment is something that is learned. How did Paul learn contentment? Well, you look at his experiences in life. You look at the trials of life that he had. How many times was he in prison? Well, he was in prison when he was writing the book of Philippians. Paul was probably at the worst circumstance in his life when he wrote this letter, and he says, I have learned to be content. Paul was beaten, we know, at least three times. One time he says, I was beaten with clubs, sticks. The other times with whips. Paul was run out of the city. Paul was beaten with fists. He was shipwrecked. And so here's a man who had a lot of difficulty in life. But he says, I have learned through all those trials. I have learned through the experiences of life to be content. The word content there means to be contained. That's what contentment is. To be contained within one's life is this virtue of contentment. Now, let me give you a definition of contentment that I found, and I really like this, but here's the definition of biblical contentment. Contentment is the God-given ability to be satisfied with the loving provision of God in every and any circumstance. So it is that God-given ability for us to be satisfied, to be content, with a loving, God-given provision in any and every circumstance that we face in life. Now, there are three thoughts that I want to share with you this morning. And really, here is the secret of contentment. The secret of contentment, first of all, is found in the providence of God. And so in the providence of God, the overruling providence of God in your life and my life, we can really find the secret of contentment. Do you know what the enemy of contentment is? The enemy of contentment really is discontentment. Have you ever noticed TV commercials? TV commercials are not on TV to make us content. The purpose of TV commercials is to tell us that we should be discontented, you know, in life, that we need this or need that, or here's what we have to have to have satisfaction in life. But you see, when the Bible talks about contentment, it's more than just the physical things of life. There's the spiritual aspect of contentment also. You see, David said it this way over and over again in the Psalms. He says, I am satisfied in the loving goodness of God. I am satisfied in the grace of God. David goes on to say, I am satisfied in the mercy of God. And so we find our satisfaction in our relationship with the Lord. True contentment cannot be found outside of a real relationship with God. Because Jesus Christ is the answer to true contentment in life. Now, can one be contented and not be a believer? Yeah, you can be contented with, you know, the things of life and material things and all that. But true spiritual contentment cannot be found outside a relationship with the Lord. And so again, we need to understand that the secret to true commitment is the overruling providence of God in your life and my life. Now, let's talk about the providence of God. What is that? The best way I can really help you understand the providence of God is to quote to you Romans 8:28. For we know that all things are working together for good. To those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. The providence of God says to us that God is in control. The providence of God says to us that God can arrange the circumstance to where eventually a good outcome will result in the circumstances that we find ourselves in. The enemy of contentment, many times, is a bad circumstance. It might be a trial. It might be a difficulty. It might be a setback in our life. And so that can really be an enemy to true contentment in our life. But as believers, when we come to the Bible and we come to our faith in God, is to believe this. We believe in the providence of God. What that means in a simple way is this, that God is in control of His creation. And what God is doing, He's working to lead it to His purpose. In other words, for you and me, here's what it means. That as we understand God's purpose for our life, the providence of God is working in your life and my life to lead us to the outcome that God desires for your life and my life. When you come right down to it, when we are discontent, it really comes down to this. Do we really believe that God knows what is best? When we believe that God knows what's best, and we believe that God is in control, and we believe in the providence of God, then that's what we are affirming in our life. And so I'm standing here today, and you're sitting here today, with your faith in God, with the conviction that the providence of God is at work in your life and my life. You see, that means that the contentment is based on something outside of circumstances in life. It's based on a God who loves, a God who knows, and a God who is in control. God knows exactly where you are today. And because He knows that, and because He knows what is best for you, and He knows what's best for me, then the Bible talks about the providence of God. There are many examples in the Bible. You think about Joseph in the Old Testament. You know what Joseph did? He wound up in prison. But he wound up in prison for false charges. Before he got to prison, his brothers became jealous of him, sold him into slavery. He was taken into Egypt, and there he served in Pharaoh's court. And so all this stuff, on the outside looking at it, may not have been a good thing. But here's what Joseph said when he came to that final chapter in the Bible where he met his brothers and he explained everything to them about what happened. He says, "You meant it for my harm." But he said, "God meant it for my good." Now, were those things that happened to him good things? No. But in the providence of God, here's what Joseph came to believe and understand, that God's purpose was being fulfilled. God has a purpose for your life. We live in a fallen world. Because we live in a fallen world, circumstances are not always going to go our way. There are going to be trials in life. There's going to be heartbreak in life. You're going to shed tears in life. We know that because of this fallen world. But we also believe this, that God's providence is in control. And because of God's providence is in control, then I have contentment in my life knowing this, that God, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to put my faith in you. You see, that's why prayer is so important. Paul talked about it here in Philippians chapter 4. If you remember, we talked about it earlier in this series in Philippians. But Paul, what he learned was this. He learned, you know, that I can take it to God and leave it with God and pray to God and know that through prayer that God will show me and guide me and give me the answer. Prayer is very important. Because in prayer, here's what's revealed to us. The purposes of God for your life and my life are revealed to us when we pray to God. And so when we do that and we pray, and in praying we know that, you know, we pray God's will because whatever answer God gives us in prayer is going to be the best answer. And so we pray for God's will, and through the providence of God, then we discover this contentment in our life to know that He is in control. There's a second secret to contentment that Paul talks about here in this chapter, and that is the power of God. The unfailing power of God. There's contentment in the providence of God, but there's also contentment in the unfailing power of God. Look at it in Philippians 4, if you look at it here. Look at verse... look at verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, where is the power we need? A synonym for power is strength. Where's the strength we need? Where's the power we need? It is in Christ. Paul didn't say it is in what I can do. He didn't say it was in the circumstances. He didn't say it is where I can manipulate people. But he said this, I can do all things through Christ. So it is the power of Christ in our life that strengthens us. So it is in His power that we can find this strength. Hudson Taylor was a young man who studied to be a medical doctor. He lived in the late 1800s and died in the early 1900s. But he studied to be a physician. During that time of his study, though, God called him to be a missionary to China. So with his medical degree and his experience in life and everything, he set sail for China. And he became a great missionary in China. There's a book that his son-in-law and daughter wrote about his life. And the title of the book is Spiritual Secrets. The Spiritual Secret of Hudson Taylor. And in that book, what you find is this. being a missionary in China, having needs every day for the work in China, having physical needs and spiritual needs in his life. Eventually, how he found contentment in his life, he said this, was when I got to the point to where I could look over the circumstances of life and see the Father in heaven. And so in that book, what he talked about, or what they talked about, was that the statement that Hudson Taylor made was this. He said, looking off in the faithful who is able to meet every need. In other words, looking off to heaven. Looking to God. Looking off to Him to supply all my need. And Hudson Taylor said, here's what I learned. He said, I learned when I could take my eyes off of what I could do in meeting my need, what others could do in meeting my need, what circumstances were in my life. When I learned to look to God, he said, that gave me the contentment I need. Now, where do we find that? Do we find that within ourselves? No. We find it in the power of Christ in us. It is through Christ. It is in His strength that we get through what we think we can never get through. It's in His strength and His power that we make it when we think that we cannot make it. So it is through the power of God we find contentment. It's in the providence of God we find contentment. But there's another point here that Paul makes. And here's the third secret here, the third way that we find contentment is in the promises of God. Look at it in Philippians 4 and look at verse 19. And my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory. That is a promise. God has promised to supply all your need and all my need. That doesn't say that God has promised to supply all my greeds. But it does say that God has promised to supply all our need. Regardless of what it is, God has the supply. He has the resources. What's going on here is this. Paul had been separated from this church of Philippi for about 10 years. He's in an apartment somewhere in Rome. He's under house arrest. He is chained to a Roman soldier, a Roman guard. He's in a very difficult circumstance. It had been 10 years since he had had contact with this church, and so Paul had some needs. He had some physical needs. This church had gotten together, and they said, Paul, we wanted to help you before, but we just didn't have the season to help you. We didn't have the opportunity to help you like we wanted to. So they helped him. They sent him a gift. We don't know what all the gift was. You know, if it was food, clothing, whatever it was. But they sent that gift to him. But here's how Paul looked at that. He understood that this church helped him out with this gift. But you know what Paul does here? He looks beyond the church that helped him to see the resource of God giving the gift. He said, the gift you gave me was like a blossom. In other words, it was a season of time when you could help and you contributed to my need. Another illustration that Paul talked about, he said, your gift was an investment into the work of God. He said, it was an investment in eternity. But he also said this. He said, this gift that you gave me was a sacrifice. You all had to sacrifice in doing this. Now, they contributed in meeting his need. But he saw the provider of his need as being God. So, here's what I want you to understand. The secret of contentment is found in the providence of God. Folks, I want you to know we have a Heavenly Father who knows what's best for us and who can orchestrate the circumstances to the good outcome of His purposes for our life. Contentment is found not only in the providence of God, but this contentment is found, like I said, in verses 11 through 13, in the power of God. But it's also found in the promises of God. Now, here's what all that means to us. Here's what it means. When you pray and I pray, and whatever it is that's creating the discontentment in our life, if it's a physical need, if it's a circumstance, if it's a spiritual need in our life, whatever it is that's creating that discontentment in my life, here's what I know. That we have a Heavenly Father that we can go to in prayer. And we can trust in His providence. We can trust in His power. We can trust in Him meeting our need. We can trust Him with that. And folks, I'll tell you what, that is a real key to what contentment is all about. You probably heard this story, but I read this story again and thinking about this message today. There was an American soldier who was captured during the Second War by the Germans. He was placed in a prison camp there in Germany somewhere. And what kept coming to his mind was that psalm in the Old Testament. And what that psalm says is, you know, the Lord, He never sleeps. He never gets tired. He's always awake and so forth. But in his diary, here's what he wrote. He said, in that prison camp, what I understood was this, that there wasn't any need for me to stay awake because God's awake all the time. And all I've got to do is just lay down, go to sleep, and let Him take care of it. And folks, that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about casting all your care on Him because He cares for you. We're talking about Romans 8:28, for God, you know, bringing everything about for His good and for His purpose. That's what we're talking about today. We're talking about the providence of God, the power of God, and the promises of God. And folks, true contentment is found in Christ. In Christ alone is where this contentment is found. Do you need contentment for your soul? Jesus Christ can give you that contentment. Is there a circumstance that's really got you out of whack and been an enemy to your contentment? Talk to God about that. Turn it over to Him because He knows He cares and God wants what's best for you. Let's stand for our prayer, please. Father, we thank You today for Your Word. We thank You for the truth of the Bible. Lord, we all seek contentment. We all want satisfaction. We want contentment in a physical way, but we also desire contentment in a spiritual way. And Lord, we just know today that the answer for any and all contentment is found in You. Father, I pray that You'd give each person here today the ability to be able to trust in Your providence, to trust in Your power, and to trust in Your promises. Lord, You're a great God. You're a good God. You're a loving God. And You want the very best for us. Lord, when we pray, help us to pray for Your will, because Your will is what is best. Father, I pray today that we would just lay down at Your feet today the enemy of discontent. Whatever it is that's stealing the peace and joy, the satisfaction that comes from a relationship with You, Lord, I pray that we'd just lay all that down at Your feet. We'd turn it all over to You today and say, Lord, here it is. Lord, we thank You for Your providence. We thank You for Your power. We thank You for Your promises. In your name we pray. Amen.